Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a story that's almost hard to believe, hidden right under our noses for, well, for years.
It really is amazing. We're diving into the McDonald's Monopoly game. You know, the one from like 1989 to 2001.
Oh yeah, everyone played that. Peeling off those little stickers.
Exactly. But here's the mission today. Expose the truth. Because for those big prizes, the million-dollar ones, it was basically a sham.
A sham? How so?
The public, well, you never really had a shot at the top prizes. Turns out, almost every single high-value winning piece was stolen by one insider. We're talking $24 million worth.
One person. Okay, who are we talking about?
Jerome Jacobson. Uncle Jerry, they called him. And here's the kicker.
Uh-huh.
He was the director of security for Simon Marketing. That's the company McDonald hired to run the game securely.
Wait, so the guy in charge of preventing fraud was the one committing it?
Precisely. His whole job was to ensure the integrity he was, you know, actively destroying.
That, wow, how did he even pull it off? I assume it involves some complex hacking or something?
That's what's wild. It was incredibly low tech. He had total trusted access to the winning game pieces before they went into circulation. Sealed, supposedly tamper-proof envelopes.
So access was key, but how did he swap them? Surely someone was watching.
Well, he traveled with an auditor, but he exploited moments of privacy, mm-hmm. often in an airport bathroom stall.
Seriously? A bathroom stall?
Yep. He'd carefully open the envelope, take out the real high-value piece, put in a common one, and then reseal it. Perfectly.
How could he reseal it perfectly?
Get this. He had his own supply of the official security seals. The whole system kind of relied on him being trustworthy.
Unbelievable. Okay, so he starts small, right? Gives a piece to his stepbrother.
That's right. The first one, $25,000, went to Marvin Braun. But you see the problem, right? He couldn't just keep giving million-dollar prizes to family.
Right. It would look way too suspicious, so he needed help.
Exactly. He needed a network to distribute the pieces, to find fake winners. And things really changed around 1995.
What happened then?
He partnered up with a guy named Gennaro Colombo, known as Jerry. Colombo allegedly had ties to the Colombo crime family.
Okay, so now the mob is involved. This just got bigger.
Much bigger.
Yeah.
Colombo helped build this huge network to sell the stolen pieces. It became a real criminal enterprise.
So what was the deal for the people who won? How did that work?
It was pretty straightforward, actually.
Yeah.
Recruiters found people, potential winners, and sold them the guaranteed winning ticket for a big chunk of cash up front.
An upfront fee. Like, how much?
Well, take Gloria Brown, a single mother. She paid $40,000 cash.
$40,000.
For the guarantee of winning that $1 million prize.
All right.
They weren't winning the lottery. They were buying stolen goods, essentially. It preyed on people's hopes.
Okay, this is a massive conspiracy by now. How did it finally fall apart?
It started, as these things often do, with an anonymous tip to the FBI. That kicked off Operation Final Answer.
Right, and they ran some kind of sting operation.
Oh, yeah, brilliant one. They called it Shamrock Productions. Since the fake winners needed believable stories, the FBI posed as a film crew, interviewing them. They got people like Michael Hoover on camera telling these elaborate, completely fake stories about how they found the winning piece.
So they filmed the lies?
Caught them red-handed, fabricating evidence for mail fraud, all on tape. Beautiful setup.
And then the arrests came down.
August 22nd, 2001. Coordinated arrests. Over 50 people eventually convicted. Jacobson's trial was set to start soon after, in Florida. September 10th, 2001.
September 10th? Wait a second.
Exactly. The very next day was September 11th.
Oh my God. So this huge McDonald's monopoly fraud, the mob connection, the $24 million heist.
Completely overshadowed, vanished from the headlines overnight, buried by history for almost 20 years.
Gone. Wow. So what happened in the end after the dust settled?
Well, Jacobson, the mastermind, he served about 37 months in prison. Not that long, really, considering.
And McDonald's.
They fired Simon Marketing, obviously. And they ran a special $10 million giveaway pretty quickly to try and, you know, rebuild some trust with the public.
But that loss of trust, you can't just fix that with another giveaway.
No, you can't.
And thinking about it, the real takeaway here maybe isn't just the crime itself, but how fragile that whole system was.
Totally. A multi-million dollar international promotion? Hmm. Its security basically came down to one guy.
One guy, Uncle Jerry, and his warped sense of justice, plus the convenience of airport bathrooms.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? How many other big systems, things that rely on chance or supposedly foolproof security,
yeah.
How many ultimately depend on the character of just one or two people holding the keys.
Yeah.
So for you listening to think about.
And are those keys still getting through security checks unchallenged? That's the thought we'll leave you with.